Before we move on to more about salon concerts, I just wanted to ask you about your process as a composer. We've probably talked about this in the past, but for new listeners, and just you talked about this particular piece that you wrote for this concert, and the idea of taking the year of the composer's gestation. But what is it? How do you begin? Do you just get up? You know, you have to be working on a piece of music. You get up. Do you sit by the piano? Do you go for a stroll? What's your process? And is it
going
exciting?
For a stroll is big for me.
Okay.
Walking. I somehow think better when I'm moving, I think, and either swimming or walking. So I do a lot of my composing. Really, the bulk of at least the first part of pieces in Oregon on the beach. We go every August to Cannon Beach, Oregon, and I devote myself when I'm there to composing. I mean, I'm not teaching. I'm not working on other things. I relax and read and stuff. But all my work is composing, a little bit of practicing, getting ready for learning notes usually for the subsequent season. And I like to start by just trying to get a concept rather than at the piano, because sometimes if you just dive in, you follow your fingers instead of your brain or your ear. But if you're walking and thinking about, if we take this piece as an example, I thought, well, what am I going to do? You know, I know that they want about a 10-minute piece that has something to do with this concert. So I could, what are the ideas? So, of course, there are lots. If you take, this is a good example. Like, okay, I could write a variation on Chopin or Schumann. I could combine their theme and make up a new one.
Right.
Gee, I didn't think of that. Or I could try to, imitate their style and take off from it. There's so many things one could do, but I just didn't want to do any of those things. And also, how do you get an idea, that has something that you want to follow through with? And when I did think of this idea of the opening motive and thought about how that would sound, if I'm thinking of 1809... And I just use that as a number, and I take one as the first note of any motive and go up an octave. Then I don't know what to do with the zero, and then I go up a ninth. And I thought, the thing that got me excited, because this is just a composer thing that gets me excited, is to take that zero and use it as a changing note, or as we're saying, a wild card, because every time I bring back the motive, I can change that interval on either side of it, and I can change that pitch. And then, of course, you can, I'm moving the whole thing, and it occurs all over the place in terms of pitches. So it's the starting pitch is always different, but that interval is always different. I thought that would be fun.
Oh, the mathematical possibilities.
So, that's just got me excited. And I went right home to the piano and wrote the opening motive and, went on from there.
I think that's really interesting, Catherine. I think sometimes we may think that everything a composer writes is based on emotions. Getting that idea, in this case, based on numbers assigned to notes on the keyboard, and then getting creative with that idea.